All right. So in today's session, we're on day 12. We are continuing and on the tail end of week 2 of our 21 days, which is the heart-based week practices. And last few days we did loving kindness. Then we did heartfulness, just general awareness of our experience practice yesterday. And today we're going to do some self-compassion practice. And a lot of this will be, or this will primarily be derived from Kristen Neff's work, who's one of the leading researchers in self-compassion. And she describes self-compassion with three components, self-kindness, mindfulness, and common humanity. So I'll describe what those are and guide us through them in the meditation. Let's start by just finding a comfortable posture, whatever that feels like for us this morning. If it's comfortable to do so, you can invite your eyes to close. And I will ring the bells 3 times. When I do, we'll use the sound as a way to attune our attention to the present moment, getting closer and closer to the sound until that moment of dissolution. Let's take a deep breath together, in through the nose, and slowly out through the mouth. Inviting the jaw to soften. The lips can part ever so slightly. Shoulders can be at ease. As well as the hands and the belly. And you can do a 10-second body scan from head to toe, just sensing if there's any area that you're holding tension. And you could give it the invitation to soften. Reminding yourself that you've already allocated this time for yourself. And so see if you can give yourself the permission to really be here for this short period that we have. nothing else you need to do right now. No problems you need to fix. No great place you need to get to. All of the transformation that we might be looking for is coming from meeting this moment with deep accepting, embracing, loving awareness. So one of the components of self-compassion is cultivating mindfulness over self-identification. A lot of times we take our thoughts very seriously, or we think life is happening to us. One thing mindfulness allows us to do is take a step back and just watch all of these experiences arising in our awareness without identifying so strongly with them. Who you are is much bigger than a momentary itch on your face or a negative thought that your brain generates. Or a little bit of pain in the back. So let's settle into that mindful awareness. Maybe first starting by just simply noticing what it's like to hear. You may hear some birds in the background. In a sunny morning, California. And practice. Just experiencing the primary raw experience of hearing. You don't have to force hearing to happen. In whatever capacity it's available to you, it's just going to arise. And yet a lot of times we feel like we're doing the hearing. We're making hearing happen. The body's just hearing. Maybe notice any thoughts moving through your mind. And what's it like to watch them in the same way you sort of watch yourself hearing? And it almost is like you're listening in on something happening. Like you're eavesdropping on someone else's conversation in the coffee shop. Try and take that relationship to your mind thinking. Sometimes when the tone of the thought is very familiar, like if it sounds like our tone, and we say something like, oh, you have to remember to do this today. You know, we could feel the emotion behind it. But even take a step back from that, instead of getting so caught up in it as the truth or something that needs quick action, just what is it like to watch the mind speak in that tone, in that voice, the voice of these thoughts? Maybe it's your parents' voice or culture's voice. So another element we have of self-compassion is self-kindness over self-judgment. So this becomes your opportunity to notice if there is a bit of a judgmental mind creeping in. Why do I have so many thoughts? Why are there so many birds in the background? Why is my body uncomfortable? I should be better at this. Just notice how that judgment arises for you. And practice showering yourself with kindness. Sometimes we need to go a little over the top at first, since we're so far on the other side. So as the thoughts arise and you notice the judgment come in, you get to practice just being kind to your thoughts. Hey, thoughts. Good to see you this morning. I know you're a little cranky today. I know there's a lot to do. Thanks for trying to be on top of it. Or the twinge in your back. Hey, pain. I know. Sorry, we're sitting. We'll get to move in a little bit. Thank you for doing a good job. You can actually talk to your experience if it's helpful. Or the kindness could just be a general intention, a felt intention that you're infusing into your experience. In this practice, we're kind of just resting in awareness itself, just simply being. But if you need something specific to focus on, you could just focus on the breath and bring the kindness there. The last component of self-compassion is connecting to our shared humanity. Recognizing that whatever it is you're going through, especially anything difficult, others have gone through before you and around the world are going through in this moment. It might have slight variations, but whatever it is you're feeling, sadness, fear, loneliness, confusion, doubt, self-hatred, or on the good side, joy, gratitude, ecstasy, love, compassion, goodness, wonder, awe, all of these experiences have been shared by others. So try to settle into that common humanity that you are not in this alone. We're individuals, but we're so connected. If in no other way, then we all share these experiences. So with whatever is here for you right now, see if you can tell yourself that there is someone else that has experienced the exact same thing. See what it's like to connect to that. In the last few minutes of this, you're welcome to set an intention for your day. Something you'd like to carry with you, a quality of presence, an attitude, maybe an intention to just try something new. In a moment, I will ring the bells 3 times. And when I do, you can bring your full presence to the sound until it dissolves back into silence. And start to reorient yourself. Eventually allow the eyes to open again. Great job, everyone. So if you're more interested in self-compassion type practices and readings, you could check out Kristin Neff's work. KristinNeff. Those those three components of self-compassion we explored again were mindfulness, self-kindness, and common humanity, you could probably see just intuitively how that would lead to a greater sense of self-compassion. You know, when we're so wrapped up in our thoughts, our experiences, it's just hard to, or easy to beat ourselves up. When we're caught up in self-judgment, I mean, that's the definition of beating ourselves up. And when we feel like we're alone going through our experience, there's just like an extra level of layer of oppression to ourselves. Just like one of the worst things we could feel as human beings is a feeling of being isolated. Just as tribal creatures, it's very painful for us. So we don't necessarily need to be around physically other people to feel that sense of connection. It's nice for sure. But maybe you got to experience it here and you get a profound sense of connection to the space around you, the world around you, humans, but also plants, animals, other creatures. I share this story sometimes that when I was in Burma in the monastery, it's like 5 months into very deep meditation. So don't worry, we won't necessarily get to this place, but there was a mosquito that landed on me. And most of the time, you know, you're not allowed to kill anything there. So, but most of the time I just like swat the mosquitoes away, lots of mosquitoes. But I had, you know, 5 months of practice under my belt. And so I just looked at it. I just watched it and I got really close. I could see it's whatever that thing is, its little nose going into my skin. And then I watched its belly fill up with my blood. And it was a profoundly euphoric, connected, and transcendent experience. I don't know what happened in that moment, but there was just something about connecting to this thing that I typically associate with pain and harm and frustration, and just meeting it with love and seeing, oh, this thing wants to live just like I do. It's just trying to feed itself. And unfortunately, its programming to do that is to bite me, but I can tolerate a little bit of pain and give that to the mosquito. Of course, you got to take into consideration malaria and all of that. So I'm not saying we become simpletons. But in that moment, it felt safe enough to explore, and it was powerful. So I think you could bring that into your day in other ways. Just see the common humanity in other humans, but also other beings. Watch, they're all, even squirrels, like as jumpy as they are, like we've all had that anxious, jumpy feeling and looking out for danger and wanting to be safe and feeling cozy in the little hole in the tree, like while we're under the covers. There's opportunities to see connection everywhere and that we're not alone in this. So that would be my encouragement to you today. And that itself lends itself to general compassion for others, but self-compassion. So compassion for ourselves. All right, everyone. Remember, all of these are on YouTube. In the next week or so, I'm going to start giving you an opportunity to, if you want to get the audio links to these, how to do that. So continue to tune in. If you have friends that are interested, great. And if you want to supplement what you're learning here and really go deeper into the learning, there's my podcast, Practicing Human. And that's a daily podcast, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, short 10, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes talks each day. And it's a great way to supplement your meditation practice. Okay, cool. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for your practice and take care.